Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
My guest this morning is John Blagg, and we are going to be talking about the Independence Day celebrations coming up in Pendleton, fireworks, a parade, and a whole lot more. That conversation will begin right after these words, so stay with us.
Hello, rodeo fans. Join us on Saturday, September 9th to kick off the 113th world famous Pendleton Roundup for a Don't Want to Miss co-headliner concert featuring country music icons Craig Morgan and Clint Black. Pendleton Roundup. Let her buck. Clint Black and Nashville singer and songwriter Craig Morgan will perform under the stars in the world-famous Happy Canyon Arena. Presented by Integrity Corp. Tickets are on sale now at PendletonRoundup.com. Craig Morgan.
On my international harvester.
And Clint Black.
Killing time for eternity.
Co-headlining Pendleton Roundup in the famous Happy Canyon Arena. You don't want to miss it. Let her buck. On with the show.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, good morning, and thanks for joining us. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Tespin, your host. Joining me this morning is John Blagg, and we are here to talk about Independence Day. It's going to be here before you know it. And there's all kinds of stuff happening in the Roundup City. Fireworks on Monday, July 3rd this year at 10 p.m. And then what we're really going to dive into this morning, and John, thanks for joining us here, is the Independence Day Parade. Tell us about that and how folks can be involved.
Yeah, well, good morning, everybody. The 4th of July parade, obviously, it's on the 4th. This year is a Tuesday. And unfortunately, the 4th is not going to be the fireworks display. It's going to be happening on the 3rd. So we'll kind of get that out of the way. So fireworks on the 3rd and the parade on the 4th. VFW is, again, the main host of this parade. Typical of our parades, the route is going to be the same this year, starting there at the City Hall and 4th and Dorian, I believe, and go up to Main Street and take a left over to Court and then back down to the Convention Center. We're a little bit behind this year. Last year, our main driver behind all of this and kind of the guy that got the 4th of July parade started again with the VFW, Fred Bradbury, unfortunately passed away shortly after the parade last year. So it's a challenge to take off from scratch with somebody, that's just kind of unexpectedly not with you to help and hold your hand. So there's a little bit of, sweet sorrow with all of this. We love putting it on. We hope people, get down to the chamber to pick up an application. I have posted it on our Facebook page, which I think VFW 922 or VFW Post 922 is the Facebook. There was a flyer that went out in the water bill, so there's some information there. And sponsors are more than welcome. We've got a couple of sponsors so far. Les Schwab has stepped up again this year, and First Community Credit Union. Those for sure. But again, like I said, we're running a little bit behind on trying to get all of the check boxes. But we're going to have a parade. We've got all the permits, all the, the main things are done. So now it's kind of the fine details and getting the word out more. And hopefully you'll start seeing some banners around town like Fred had put out in the past and flyers in store windows. So,
well, you mentioned Fred Bradbury, and I know he was very instrumental in the parade in the past. And since his passing, talk about the Grand Marshal, because...
Yeah, that's
related.
They are, and it's always kind of a challenge. Who are you going to have for your grand marshal? And some of us that kind of threw a real quick committee together, the VFW said, Fred was very instrumental in bringing back the 4th of July parade to the Pendleton downtown, and what a good way to remember him. So he's going to be in memoriam, our Grand Marshal, for this year's 4th of July parade.
Now, the parade starts at 10 a.m. Again, it's going to be on Tuesday because that's when 4th of July is this year. But as far as lineup, when does that start?
Yeah, the lineup typically will start around 9 o'clock. So, same as last year, we've got all of the horses and everything else for staging there in the Western Auto Baxter parking lot, which now is CarQuest, I believe. We've got permission again to use that parking lot for all of the horse staging. And then come around 9 o'clock, 9:15, we'll start getting people over to the Southwest Dorian to actually get lined up into the parade. Past years, I'd say anywhere from 40 to 50 or 60 entries. So, we don't know yet what we're going to have, but it's a fun time out. Obviously it's a morning parade, so it's not gotten real hot. So hopefully we'll have some really good weather and not blistering hot by 10 a.m. And then the judging will take place there on the corner of Court and Main. And at 12 o'clock with presentations, we've kind of changed up this year. There was a lot of us that thought some of our categories were, we had a few too many, presentations. So we've kind of condensed some of our entries and groupings to kind of streamline that and hopefully, make it a nice smooth presentation and not hold people over a long time in the afternoon in the heat, because it's usually quite warm by noon on the 4th of July.
And let's talk about some of the entries. I know that this is a well-received, it's been a tradition in the Roundup City for many years, and I've always heard nothing but good things about it. But what are some of, I guess, the do's and don'ts for those that might be interested in participating in the parade for the first time this year, things that they need to keep in mind?
Yeah, well, I mean, I also do or have done the Main Street Cowboy dress-up parade for a long time, and so parades are very similar in nature. So probably the biggest thing is just safety. We want everybody to have a good time, but we want it to be a safe time as well. So we always ask, not to throw candy from whatever you're driving, riding, because it encourages children to run out into the middle of the street. And yeah, the parade may not be moving very fast, but it only takes a split second and the wrong decision, by anybody, and an accident can happen, and that's an unfortunate thing. We don't want that. So, try to remember that. Keep the throwing to passing out along the side if you're having walkers. Safety in general. Just if you've got some sort of a float, make sure you've got a fire extinguisher, because you never know, something can happen. But just common sense. It's supposed to be a fun time. So we don't always think about safety and fun, but lack of safety can ruin the fun really quick.
Right. And then I imagine volunteers could be used to put this on and make sure that the tradition continues, safety and so on. How do folks volunteer and who do they contact?
Volunteerism is, Pendleton is kind of known for its volunteerism, and the 4th of July parade is no different. The VFW, is... primarily, the main active people are getting rather elderly, so we don't have a huge group of people to be out there and make this a safe event. So we, if you want to help out and be a part of the parade, directing the floats and the entries and everything else, you can contact us at vfw922@gmail.com or on our Facebook page. I think that my information is even on the application as well, my phone number. So you can just reach out and we'll gladly put an orange vest on you and give you some basic instruction and put you to work. It's not a whole lot of work, but it does take a fair number of people to keep all of the people in line and make sure that you have 1-2-3s and, everything's moving forward. And you're talking probably from about 8:30 until 11 o'clock. So just a few hours in the morning on the 4th.
I wanted to go back to the judging for a moment. I understand that the entrant with the most overall votes gets something special.
Well, yeah, it's the Patriot Trophy. It's just a larger trophy that's to recognize the one entry that just kind of stood out to the judges as going above and beyond. And I don't think we've mentioned the theme this year is Parade of Stars. So, you know, some people ask, well, what does that really mean? I just say, use your imagination. You know, I mean, it is the 4th of July, and so just be imaginative and just kind of keep that in mind. Parade of Stars.
All right. Well, it sounds good. Talking this morning with John Blagg about the 4th of July Independence Day Parade. Again, it will be at 10 a.m. Tuesday, July 4th. And then again, the Independence Day fireworks celebration will be the night before. That's going to be Monday, July 3rd. We're going to take a break, come back, and continue our conversation. So stay with us.
The Pendleton Market 76, your hometown All-American store, is proud to be part of this great community and part of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We stand up when we hear the national anthem, put our hands on our hearts when we recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and we thank God for everything He has given us. If you feel the same way, stop by and say hi to your neighbors at the Pendleton Market 76, your hometown All-American store. God bless America. God bless you. And God bless beer.
So you have heard how ozone therapy has helped many people find relief from chronic pain. But did you also know it helped them re-energize cells, boost their immune systems? What is ozone therapy? It's a long-standing medical procedure used worldwide in which a reactive form of oxygen, ozone, is administered to promote a therapeutic effect in the body. If you suffer from chronic pain or want to boost your immune system, call the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton at 541-276-1752.
Looking for something for all ages? Heritage Station Museum is now open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. With our two indoor galleries, including Umatilla Gold, History of Wheat in Umatilla County, and our large grounds filled with outdoor exhibits, your family can learn all about the history of our county. Step inside the one-room cabin or the Union Pacific caboose, and don't forget to shop the Heritage Station Museum gift shop. Heritage Station Museum, 108 Southwest Fraser, Pendleton.
Did you know street trees are regulated in the city of Pendleton? Permits are required to plant trees, and only certain types of trees can be planted. Street trees must be maintained to keep roadsides visible and sidewalks walkable. If you fail to maintain your trees, you may even be cited by the Pendleton Police Department. You can find details about street tree requirements and report an unmaintained or dangerous tree on the city of Pendleton's website. Just search street trees.
Breaking news! The Port of Walla Walla and its partner, Alaska Airlines, are excited to announce the return of the second round-trip flight between Walla Walla and Seattle. This second flight commences on September 6, 2023 at the Walla Walla Regional Airport with an early a.m. departure and a late p.m. arrival. Let's rally behind this expanded air service and fly Walla Walla. Book your tickets today at alaskaair.com. Remember, free parking.
Let's get back to more live and local news from the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with John Blagg. We're talking about the Independence Day celebrations in Pendleton. Got the fireworks the night of Monday, July 3rd, and then, of course, the Independence Day Parade, 10 a.m. Tuesday, July 4th, the route City Hall to Main Street, down Southwest Court to the Convention Center. Lineup. About 9 o'clock, John mentioned in the previous event, but that's not all. And John, there's going to be a community event also at Roy Raley Park that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, so I think last year was one of the first, might have been the first time they tried this. They have a lot of the old time type events. Somebody had drug out a flyer from the early 1900s, which was really interesting to see all of the fun activities that they had back in the early 1900s. So they were trying to kind of revive some of those things and make it a nice, fun family event down at Roy Raley. Now, I'm not really a part of that, or the VFW isn't, but we obviously help support that as best we can as well. So look into that, everybody. You know, get out there and, you know, see what all the, I think it's Parks and Recs might be the kind of the sponsor of all of that. So it should be a really fun time down at the park after the parade.
Yeah, information received here. That goes until 5 o'clock. The park will have games, races, cornhole, face painting, a dunk tank. And just like John mentioned in the first segment regarding volunteers for the parade, they desperately need volunteers to help run the games, do face painting and such at the park. So, be sure to let I guess, the Chamber of Commerce know that you're interested in helping with that. And yeah, again, just that Independence Day celebration continuing here. And it's been a long tradition, as you just mentioned, John, here in the Roundup City.
Yeah, and a special thanks to the Chamber. I mean, they do a lot for the community in, you know, in sponsoring, or not so much sponsoring, but being a part of these events to kind of be a central point of information. So if you got any questions, you know, you can always go to the Chamber, and they'll be glad to point you in the right direction if they can't directly answer, you know, your questions.
Yes, indeed. And again, hopefully the weather holds and doesn't get too hot, and the timing is just right before it does for all these different events, and come out and have a really good time. That's, of course, the parade, followed by the community event at Roy Braley Park there here in Pendleton. And John, I want to take a few minutes and talk about a couple other things. I know the VFW is an active post, that is post 922, but talk about some of the things the VFW does do here in our community.
Yeah, so the VFW, you know, we support veterans. So, you know, if somebody has an issue, they can contact and we can help steer them possibly. I just finished up the annual scholarship for BMCC. So any graduating seniors, we offer a $1,500 scholarship. So it's kind of a first year to the BMCC. It's a local way to kind of help a local student and the community college here in town. So that's one of the things that we do. But yeah, we're not as active because of elderly and people. The younger people haven't really got that same level of involvement as in years past. So, I mean, if you're a veteran eligible for the VFW, you know, please reach out to us, because we're always looking for new ideas and things we can do to help support the community and our veterans. And another, we talked about, you know, our involvement and stuff. Quite a few years ago, well, now it's turning into, the city came to us and wanted to know if we wanted to be involved with redesigning the park down there across from Sorbonauts. And I got involved with that personally and drew up a nice design and making a tribute site. I didn't really want to call it a memorial, because I think of it more as a tribute to all of our military, the past, present, and the future. And then get with the arts committee, and next thing you know, we've got a really nice little park and a tribute site down there. We've finally got a lot of the donor tiles and bricks that have been graciously supplied. Got them put up on the side so people can kind of see what they've wanted to recognize a family member, let's say. But it's coming along. We're getting close to completion on that park. So that's another thing, you know, that we do is being involved with developing recognition and just awareness of veterans and our military.
John, talk a little bit more about how that came to be. I mean, what inspired you to get behind that?
Well, the city, I don't know the details necessarily, but the city had a need to revitalize that space. It had kind of just gotten a defunct sort of status. And they reached out to us and said, hey, would you guys like to do something? And I'm a bit crazy and said, yeah, sure, I'll help out with this. So I drew up a nice little design using basalt rocks as a platform to put the military branch, the service emblems on. And then just one thing leads to another. And next thing you know, it turns into a quite a large project. And now if you haven't seen it, you need to drive down by the Sorbonauts 1130 interchange there, and you can't quite miss it, because it's I don't know, it's got to be 20 something feet tall, big spire there with the branches of the services, and at night it's all lit up. It's quite nice. And then we're putting out the service flags at the different times of the more important events, you know, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, and that sort of thing, to have the flags also on display for those days. But yeah, it's been like a 5-year process, and it's been eye-opening to see how much really goes into a project of that scale and how many people are involved. So Yeah. Well, thank interesting.
You. Yeah, thank you to you, the city, and all those that have been involved. And it is a very nice display indeed. And I appreciate that. Well, we're going to take another break, come back, continue our conversation with John Black right after these words.
Listen to the Coffee Hour any day, anytime. Find podcasts of past shows at mycolumbiabasin.com.
Here at Mackay Creek Estates, we can't take you to Hawaii, but we can bring a taste of the islands to you. Join us on June 15th from 5 to 7 p.m. here at our community for a Hawaiian-themed luau. We'll have delicious island food, Polynesian dancers, a tiki bar, and more. While you're here, you'll be able to tour our community, meet our team, and learn more about our programming. For more information, visit prestigecare.com/Mackay Creek. Again, that's prestigecare.com/Mackay Creek.
Time to get the deck ready for summer. Zimmerman and Company True Value can get you started and has expert advice to give you a hand. Here's Terry to tell you more.
We've got all the sanding equipment, all the stains and deck paints.
Do you have a recommendation of when is a good time to paint?
Yeah, when it's above 65 degrees and humidity is, you know, relatively low. I think across the board, you want to make sure it's in between that like 65 to 90 pretty much.
Zimmerman and Company True Value. Open 7 days a week on Main Street in Pendleton.
Introducing Pendleton's newest downtown experience, the 1883 Wine Bar at Hamley Cafe. Wind down after work with our signature Tower of Sangria, a Hamley favorite tradition, returning with a bold blend of wines and fresh fruits served in a tall tower. You can also indulge in delicious bites, including charcuterie boards or small appetizer plates. Wild Horse Club Wild members receive a free gift with a $15 food purchase through June 10th. 1883 Wine Bar at Hamley Cafe, now open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Need a ride? The City of Pendleton has you covered. Did you know the Dial-A-Ride Transit van service in Pendleton runs 7 days a week? To arrange your next day ride with Dial-A-Ride, call Elite Taxi Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 541-276-6476. This service runs within the City of Pendleton and the urban growth boundary, and cost is only $1 per ride. For daily schedules and other transit service the city provides, go to City of Pendleton's website at pendleton.or.us/transportation.
Is your American flag old and tattered? Here's Mike Turner with Pendleton Pioneer Chapel on how you can properly dispose of an American flag.
One of the things that we can do to retire an American flag appropriately is by placing it with a veteran that is chosen to be cremated. That way the flag can be retired in a respectful and honorable way.
Mike and Michelle invite you to stop by and say hello at Pendleton Pioneer Chapel at 131 Southeast Byers Avenue in Pendleton.
Local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back on a Friday with John Black, and we're talking about the Independence Day celebrations happening in Pendleton. And boy, that's going to be coming up before you know it. Starting with the fireworks show on the night of July 3rd, and then on Tuesday, July 4th at 10 o'clock, we got the Independence Day Parade. And just to recap some of the things that we started this program again, John, again, the parade will start at 10, lineup at 9. Remind folks again the route.
Yeah, so the route is the typical start there at the corner of 4th and Dorian, goes up to Main, over to Court, and then back down to the convention center. For landmarks, for those of you that don't really know the streets, the Vert Auditorium, kind of right there between the Vert and Burns Mortuary, is kind of the official start, and that will be at 10 o'clock. And just kind of back up a little bit, the staging, you know, is going to be for horses over at the Western Auto Baxter parking lot, and then you'll make your way as it gets closer to the 9:15 hour to get onto Dorian, and we can get you all lined up. And then, yeah, we'll have a great parade. Judging will be there at the corner of Court and Main, and then all the way down to the convention center. So there's plenty of room to spread out and try to find some shade and enjoy the day. Make sure you know, bring some water, because it can get warm in the sunshine. So
I want to remind folks, applications are available at the Pendleton Chamber of Commerce on the VFW Post 922 Facebook page, or you can email vfw922@gmail.com. That email is also good if you want to volunteer. But John, what I have not asked you yet this morning is, when do you want to have those applications in by?
The 27th of June is the deadline. So, you know, just a few days before the 4th, that gives us a little bit of time to get all of the necessary rack 'em and stack 'ems done so we can have a good lineup. So, yeah, when you do show up for the parade, you'll be given a little number to put on your entry. And, you know, it just makes it easier for us to kind of line everybody up and do the judging. And it's just a good time. It's going to be a really fun time.
Again, the theme is Parade of Stars, and as John mentioned earlier, just have fun with that. Use your imagination. That could go anywhere, yeah. I guess.
Completely open, Parade of Stars.
And then, John, talk about the types of entries that you see. I mean, floats, horses, people just marching, old cars, military vehicles?
Yeah,
what am I missing?
It's open to anybody, any individual, organization, business, anybody's welcome. We have all sorts of stuff. Like you said, we've had people just walking their dog through, you know, dressed up maybe in some red, white, and blue, old cars, you know, wagons. We have usually a fair number of horse entries, you know, horse-drawn little carts or that sort of stuff, or people riding horses. But yeah, it's just open. But, you know, we do try to stay with, you know, the theme of the 4th of July and, you know, and this year, you know, Parade of Stars. So, you know, other than that, just come out and have a good time. And then if you're not going to actually participate in the parade, then be a nice spectator. Come out and cheer all of the people that do come out for the parade, you know, to be a participant in the parade and cheer them on and just kind of show your support on the 4th.
And then following the parade, don't forget to attend the 4th of July community event at Roy Rayleigh Park. All kinds of stuff happening from when the parade ends up to about 5 o'clock. And there's games, races, cornhole, face painting, dunk tank. There's going to be food trucks and just a really good time to come out and, as John mentioned, celebrate the 4th of July. Well, John Blagg, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks, man.
And if you have more information, be sure to reach out to the VFW Post 922 on Facebook or email them at vfw922@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. Everybody have a fabulous Friday, a wonderful weekend. We'll be back again on Monday.
For local news, sports, and weather. News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.